Good morning, everyone, and pull up a seat at the MediConnect Roundtable here on 3WS. I'm your host, Corey Craig, and I am joined, as always, today with MediConnect managers Sean Horn and Lance O'Brien. And guys, Sean, Lance, and I are recording from three separate locations due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So we would just want to get ahead of it and apologize for any lack in sound quality that you guys may experience. Today we'll be going into the ins and outs of a Medicare Advantage plan. So Lance, why don't you get the ball rolling with that?
Yeah, so for a lot of people, when they're first going on to Medicare, one of the biggest decisions that they have to make is, what am I going to choose for my private insurance? Because the original Medicare in and of itself is not sufficient to cover all of their needs. So they're left wondering, what's the best option? And, you know, for us, there's multiple options. And in today's podcast, we want to talk about Medicare Advantage and what that looks like. So, Sean, what would you want to say to everybody related to that?
Well, Lance, interestingly enough, Medicare Advantage is actually the most popular option for those listening in our backyard currently, usually because it is a little bit more cost-friendly on a premium rate, as well as the fact that you do get some ancillary benefits usually, like dental vision or some other extras included in the coverage already, and they're also offered by major companies that the people in our listening audience also recognize. So there's a lot of moving parts to why they look in that direction, and we're going to get into all the ins and outs right after the break, Corey.
Yeah, guys, thank you. Give us a call here at 888-818-6334, the MediConnect Roundtable. We'll be back right here on 3WS. Welcome back, everybody, to the MediConnect Roundtable here on 3WS. As earlier noted, we'll be going over Medicare Advantage plans and the ins and outs associated with those. If you have any questions, please give us a buzz at 888-818-6334. This is our seventh or eighth week now running webinars Saturday at noon. You can sign up for those by going to our website at www.mediconnectinsurance.com, clicking on the green seminars tab and clicking the link found in there just to quickly register once again for our weekly webinars where we kind of go over everything associated with Medicare. So Sean, as we were talking about Medicare Advantage plans, if you just want to run through just a quick synopsis of what those are looking like.
Yeah, Corey, absolutely. So with a Medicare Advantage plan, once more, they are, quite honestly, the most popular plan choice in our region a lot of times because they are offered by organizations that are neighbors here of all through their working life because they're usually insured by them with their group benefits. So companies like Highmark, UPMC, Aetna, United Healthcare, those companies are the main players when it comes to Medicare Advantage plans in our region. And they all offer very strong benefits along the way. But the one thing that I really do want to make sure that people understand when it comes to really grasping a hold of what Medicare Advantage means is that at the nuts and bolts of it all, Corey, is that Medicare Advantage plans replace original Medicare. So, yes, the people that are listening who have Medicare still need to continue paying for their Medicare Part B premiums if they have them and any other costs associated. But they don't really need to keep their red, white, and blue Medicare card around because the Medicare Advantage plan is really going to be the main player as it relates to their coverage for their retirement years. And Lance, what are some other things that our listeners need to really pay attention to when it comes to how Medicare Advantage replaces original Medicare?
Yeah, Sean. So there's pros and cons to the Medicare Advantage plans. And what we really try to do is we try to give people a great overview of both of those. One of the things that people really like about the Medicare Advantage plans is the fact that it turns coinsurance into co-pays for most things. And what I mean by that for everybody out there that's listening is Part B is 20% coinsurance for your medical procedures. Well, on most Medicare Advantage plans, that becomes flat copay. So, for example, you would pay zero at your primary care or $5 at your primary care, maybe $25, $30, or $35 at a specialist, as opposed to 20% of whatever the cost is. And generally, across the board, Sean, that makes the plans and the services more affordable for people. But in addition to that, one of the things is the max out-of-pocket. What does that mean for people, Sean?
And that's a great point, Lance. I'm glad that you brought that up, because when you don't have anything to go along with your original Medicare, unfortunately, there is no maximum out-of-pocket on your coverage. So whatever you have happen to you, it's going to be 20% across the board with a no upper limit to your expenditures, unfortunately. Whereas when you have Medicare Advantage Plan helping you out with some of those things that are happening in your health, oftentimes you are going to be left with a maximum out-of-pocket, which is going to put a ceiling on how much you'll spend in a given year for a particular the circumstances that may drive your costs up, if you will. We'll also like to talk about how the fact that with a Medicare Advantage plan, Liz, a lot of things people need to pay attention to is the fact that these plans do change on an annual year as well, from a maximum out-of-pocket to their coverage levels, what they're going to pay every month for this type of coverage as well. So there's a lot of moving parts that way that we actually have to recertify for every year with each individual carrier we work with to make sure we're very much on the up and up. So, folks, we are the experts to turn to when it comes to getting the most accurate information. And, again, we can be reached at 888-818-MEDI or 6334, or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com and check us out there. But, Lance, again, what are some of the other moving parts to the coverages that kind of separate themselves from one another that we have to keep, you know, in tune with, again, every single year?
Yeah, and I think one of the big things when it comes to the reasoning of why the plans change is because the Medicare Advantage plans are a lot more regulated. And what I mean by that is, as you mentioned at the beginning, Sean, because they're replacing original Medicare, they have to have regulation on top of them, which that basically means is they're primarily responsible for you. So they have to make sure that they're making the most bang for their buck, if you will. Like, they have to make sure that procedures make sense, that there's cost and coverage options are working. So what they're really doing is they're managing your care, right? So that's the one of the big things about the Medicare Advantage plans. Because they replace original Medicare, they're managing care, and that's why the policies change a lot. So people need to be aware of that, that what it covers one year, it may not cover the next year. But what makes these things really popular is what I like to call the Comcast effect, because Medicare, original Medicare itself, doesn't really cover a lot when it comes to dental, vision and hearing, extra benefits. And that makes the Medicare Advantage plans really attractive. So, Sean, what would be some of the things that would be offered beyond just original Medicare on a Medicare Advantage plan?
And that's a great point that you bring up, Lance, because, again, a lot of the things that these ancillary benefits that are covered, original Medicare really doesn't jump in front of to really cover all that well. So we're a lot of the times talking about things like dental coverage, vision, hearing, maybe some transportation benefits, depending upon what company you go with. Some of them actually have quite attractive travel arrangements, where if you're traveling from one part of the country, you know, 6 months a year, you can be covered as well. So there's a lot of moving parts. I mean, a lot of them, too, Lance, have just come out with over-the-counter benefits, which gives you an allowance that you can use towards your toothbrushes and Tylenols and Band-Aids or anything that you may need on a over-the-counter basis. They'll mail them straight to your house. You get a certain dollar limit per month that you can take. And it's quite attractive for a lot of people we work with as far as, again, how this is, as you call it, Comcast or bundled together to make sure that the coverage is pretty comprehensive, again, especially for the dollar that is put forth and spent on their premium. Because, again, they're pretty comprehensively covered. When you're looking at a range from $25 to $70 a month, you're usually able to get really good coverage in that area. So, Corey, again, we'd like to jump back after the break and talk about a lot of the other extra benefits involved if we can.
Yeah, well said, guys. And I love the metaphor that you guys use with the Comcast effect and comparing, you know, the Advantage plans and their bundle to, you know, Comcast and the phone, internet, and TV all wrapped into one. So we will be right back here, the MediConnect Roundtable on 3WS. Any questions or concerns, please dial in at 888-818-6334 or visit our website at www.mediconnectinsurance.com. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone, to the MediConnect Roundtable here on 3WS. Joined here with Lance and Sean. In the first segment, we covered the Medicare Advantage plans and sort of the basic fundamentals of how that plan works. If you need more information on that, please give us a call at 888-818-6334 or visit us at our website at www.mediconnectinsurance.com. You can even click on the green seminars tab to register for one of our weekly webinars, which takes place every Saturday at noon. So Lance, let's just continue the conversation about Medicare Advantage plans.
Yeah, so in case you're just tuning in with us this morning, just for a quick review, the Medicare Advantage plans are one of the private insurance options available with your original Medicare. And in the Pittsburgh region, they're actually very, very popular. They have more of a base of people that choose them when they first go on. And I think one of the reasons is what we talked about a lot last segment, which was you can get additional coverage for your Part A and Part B services, so your inpatient hospital and your medical. You also get your prescription drug coverage built right in, and then you get a lot of ancillary benefits that Medicare itself doesn't cover, things like dental, vision and hearing, transportation. So they're very, very attractive and very popular, but there are some cons, if you will, or some drawbacks to them. And one of them has to do with the network. So Sean, tell us a little bit and talk to us about that.
Yes, Lance, absolutely. And again, a major factor when coming to a decision on what type of coverage you want is going to really revolve around the type of network access you need. We're fortunate enough to say that a lot of the companies that we work with here in Southwestern Pennsylvania have access to most of the world-renowned facilities right in our backyard. So oftentimes we're able to get through pretty easily that way. But when we're looking at a doctor breakdown, or if you're looking to travel a little bit, again, with a Medicare Advantage plan, Lance, I really want to make this point that they work a lot like your group benefits you had during your working years. And what that means is they're going to operate very similar to an HMO or a PPO, meaning that you may need to get access granted to you to go see a specialist that may be outside of network, or if you're traveling, you have to be a little more cautious. So, again, the network limitation can be something that is a major factor in your decision. And, again, something that we put at the forefront when it comes to your helping guide your decision because, again, we take very hard looks at what doctors you need, the hospitals you need to utilize, if heaven forbid, that's your reality, as well as how your prescriptions are going to be covered. All of these things are major factors in that decision, Lance. And again, with the network access, we want to make sure you can go wherever you need to, heaven forbid, should you need to go and see a physician. So again, network access is major key point to how people are going to be able to go about utilizing the benefits that they worked all their life to get. So really want to put some focus on that for you folks. And again, we can help you through that. 888-818-6334. And Lance, you talked a minute ago about the prescription element of it. Again, and that is included with most of the plans in our region. But when you talk about the prescription coverage associated with some of these plans, one of the things we always focus on is formulary and how things are tiered. What does that mean? Because a lot of people that I talk to have a lot of questions surrounding this. What does that mean for the average beneficiary?
Right. So because the prescription drug plans are built right into the Medicare Advantage, it's not separate. You have to make sure not only that you are able to see the doctors and the hospitals that you want to, you know, you need to have access there, but you also have to make sure that your prescriptions are covered and covered well by the company that you go with. So with each one of these Medicare Advantage plans, there is tiering systems and drug formularies. And again, what that means is I take this drug, this drug, this drug. I want to make sure that my Highmark plan or my UPMC or my Aetna or my United Healthcare, I want to make sure, first of all, that all of my prescriptions are in the formulary. But even more important than that possibly is how they're covered, right? Are they a tier one, the most affordable, or are they a tier two or tier three? Because not every company tiers the prescriptions the same way. So a prescription could be a tier one with one company. It could be a tier three with another one. So making sure that you're getting the plan that fits you the most. And again, this is, we can't stress this part enough. If you're listening to us this morning, that not all plans are made equal. And that doesn't, again, mean one's better than another, but for you, it may be. Your doctors, your hospitals, your prescriptions, you want to make sure you're fitting them. That's why one of the things that we offer is annual reviews. We offer the ability for people to check and make sure that on a year-to-year basis, they're getting the best coverage for the best or most effective cost for them. So maybe you haven't reviewed in a few years. We want to encourage you to do that. Call 888-818-6334. Again, that's 888-818-6334. Make sure you're getting the best coverage for your situation. So, Sean, as we kind of wrap up on Medicare Advantage, is there anything that they need to be aware of that we haven't covered?
Yeah, Lance, I would say one of the big things, and something you were just about to touch on, it sounds like, is Medicare is so individualized on a coverage level. I mean, everybody has different scenarios, which is one of the things that keeps our job probably the most interesting, Lance, is we usually don't come into two exact scenarios. So we do have to, you know, juggle doctors and prescriptions and how you're planning on spending your retirement, whether you're a snowbird or you're looking at just stay right here in Worcester, Pennsylvania. Again, a lot of these factors are individualized to you. So while it's nice to get the recommendation from your friend or your neighbor or relative who has a plan they really love, it might not work out for you the same way because you may have different set of circumstances that may be covered better in a different area. So again, what we really want to focus on is the fact that Medicare is so individualized. You really need to make sure it's working as hard as it can for you, Corey.
Yes, and again, 888-818-6334, www.mediconnectinsurance.com. Give us a buzz. We can be more than happy to go over any of your specific questions related to Medicare Advantage plans, the prescription drug coverage attached to those plans, and just go over your unique scenario or maybe do an annual review. So that is it for today's episode of the MediConnect Roundtable. Again, we just would like to thank you for hanging in there as Sean, Lance, and I are recording from our own separate remote location. So if the audio quality isn't what you've come to expect, just want to apologize and thank you for hanging in there for that. And next episode, the guys and I will be going over Medicare supplements. Medicare supplements on the next episode of the MediConnect Roundtable here on 3WS. Thank you.